is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
I witnessed something last night that sort of just really drove home an aspect to working from home that I think we've all gone through in one way or another over the last probably 2 weeks, right? This is my second day of doing the show from home. And so what that means is after the show, each and every day, having a lot of meetings, obviously. The meetings we would normally have at work, and we're conferencing in from four different locations having these meetings. What I'm saying is not an uncommon sight in houses all across Australia at the moment. Mm. But one thing that really got driven home to me last night was I was at my girlfriend Em's house last night, and she had to have a conference call with her work. So they had like, and there was like 15 people on the call, and mm-hmm. it was huge. It was a Zoom call, I think. We use Microsoft Teams here. The first thing that was 10 whole minutes of the meeting was, are you on mute? I think you've unmuted me.
Yeah.
I think I'm on, your microphone's feeding back. Turn your mute off. Mm. No, turn your microphone off. And I just thought to myself, that's how the first 10 minutes of every meeting we've had so far go.
Every single meeting, yeah.
You and Morgan can't sit that close together and both have your microphones on. No, Rod, you need to turn your microphone on.
Like, yeah.
this is, we are spending at least 10 minutes at the beginning of every video meeting as a nation at the moment trying to work out who's muting who and who shouldn't be muting
who. Yeah, because this is the other thing. It's like, oh, you've muted me and now I'm unmuted, but my speaker's not on, so I can't hear you, but you can hear what I'm saying, but I can't hear anything back.
And then, because a lot of people have crappy internet, maybe you haven't muted. I just can't hear your sound because your internet's not working.
Yeah.
It's becoming very time consuming. And so I would like to propose something, okay?
Sure.
And this is just moving forward, right? If you start a stopwatch, at the beginning of every Zoom or Microsoft Teams or FaceTime, however you're doing your meetings, start a stopwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not flawlessly having your meeting after 2.5 minutes, stop and make a conference phone call.
Yeah.
Just get on the phone.
It's
obviously too complicated to use the program, so just get on the phone. That's what I'm suggesting. Just turn it into a voice call.
We had a big group call yesterday where I was dropping in and out and I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, mm-hmm. why are we trying to do this? Why do we need to see each other? I look horrible. Let's just call each other.
Well, see, the looking horrible thing. This is the thing I discovered last night, because we don't use Zoom. And I think a lot of the schools are using Zoom.
Yeah.
You can play with like filters, make yourself look better. Like, that's too much. People aren't concentrating on their work. They're going to just straight up be playing with the filters.
It's too much of a novelty at the moment.
So after 2 minutes, two and a half, set the stopwatch, 2.5 minutes. If not everybody on the meeting is paying attention to what you're supposed to be doing, give up. That's all I'm saying. Either give up and make a conference call and make it just a phone call, or go back to playing PlayStation.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Last night I went and saw my girlfriend Em, and she's got like a tiny little dog at the moment named Sushi. She's adorable. She's learning about life. She's a baby, and she's trying to understand exactly where and where not to pee right now. That's the big thing.
Right.
Now, she's very, very smart. She understands what her pee pads are, but also doesn't understand the difference between like a lounge room rug and her pee pads. If it looks a bit like her pee pad, it would be so confusing.
Imagine this.
Explain.
Imagine this as an adult, okay? Because I thought of this analogy just during the song, during Miley.
The best thinking music.
Yeah, of course. Imagine if there was a thing in your house that looked essentially identical to a toilet.
Yeah.
But if you used it, something that was 17 times bigger than you came in and was like, and you were like, Jesus Christ.
I just thought I was doing the right thing.
I just need to go to the toilet, please.
No, but Sushi's real good. She's really getting a handle on it. She knows not to poop inside. There's no poop pads. They're only pee pads. She understands that concept.
Yeah.
But look, one thing I'm struggling to get on board with as her adopted dog dad is praising her for doing bodily functions.
Right.
So last night we took her out into the backyard and let her find a little spot of grass, and she peed, and then Em's just yay, Sushi, well done. And I did a little slow clap as well, but as I was clapping, I'm like, I can't keep doing this. Like, I can't keep congratulating a tiny dog for peeing. Like,
if if the most you're gonna commit to it is a slow clap.
Em was doing. She was going, well done.
Yeah, but
little golf clap.
If Em's doing this, yay, well done, and you're doing this, That you might as well do nothing.
You've gotten obsessed with my incorrect use of slow clap.
Oh no, it was a golf clap.
It was like this.
Oh,
it was like,
then that's okay. I loved the mental image of you slow clapping, like so unamused, slow clapping
just
a little dog.
Look at yourself, little dog. What are you doing?
You think what you're doing's cool? I go inside. How good's that?
And then I push a button and it goes away. Isn't that amazing? Right. No, I just, my thing here is the training mechanism. You have to congratulate her so she knows she's done a good thing and then continues to do that good thing. And I get that, but I've got my own problems at the moment. Like, I'm putting out bigger fires than peeing in the correct place.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't congratulate the dog for doing what it's supposed to do.
I know your day-to-day life, and while that is true, it's not absurdly true. You're not putting out fires that are that much bigger than that. You're putting embers.
Making sure a dog pees in the right place is nearly the most important
thing. It's top five.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Somebody in New South Wales who bought an online ticket is waking up this morning to the news that they've won on their own, $80 million.
You know what's insane? And I've only just thought it. At the fact that someone's getting $80 million in one lump sum. Mm-hmm. No, you know what's crazy? You know what the conversation... Oh, no, because you weren't here yesterday. So you maybe... This is you're unaware of this and wouldn't be aware of it still this morning. Alex here, Techie Alex, said to me before I left, he's like, I am so certain that I am going to win that $80 million. He's like, I have not a shadow of a doubt in my mind that I'm going to win $80 million, and I haven't seen him this morning. And
you know
he always comes up and is like, hey, man, what's going on? I don't know if he's here.
This ticket, it was purchased in New South Wales, but I never know when I read that whether they lump us in.
Yeah.
So maybe it actually was an ACT ticket as well. Like, I don't know.
Have you seen Alex Morgan? She hasn't seen him either.
Did he go to Queanbeyan yesterday just for a random trip?
Well, he already had a ticket, but... Like, he always comes into the room and it's like, hey, guys, what's going on? Good morning.
You know what? And Tech Alex is such a smart guy. Like, he's real. That's probably the kind of thing he'd do, too. Like, he'd go to Yass so that no one would be able to connect the dots. It's a New South Wales ticket. It can't be Alex.
Alex, if you're in the building and hearing this, make your
present
way down.
Yourself. No, but look, this is what I want to get into. And if Alex does rock up, please don't ruin my train of thought here. It's on the verge of insanity, but I'm not happy for this person.
Wow.
This is a time when I think it would have been good if like 8 people had won.
Mm-hmm.
That all got 10 million each. Yeah. Like, I don't. And I, but
oh,
does
well,
that
then
make
I guess that's
you
nicer
know what I mean?
Than
does
what I thought.
Does that make me a bad person?
Okay.
Oh, don't get me wrong. The main undercurrent is I'm furious I didn't win.
Oh, okay,
that's
good.
The main undercurrent.
Well, then I'll continue on with my original point of you don't get to be mad because you didn't buy a ticket. You have to, the old saying of you've got to be in it to win it really does apply for the lotto.
I'm the only person that doesn't buy a ticket for the lotto and still thinks he has a chance of winning somehow.
Are you serious?
Nah. No, but honestly, share it up. I mean, at this point, share it up. What have you got to lose?
No, they should. This is the perfect time to win the lotto because you know how everyone says once they win the lotto, they don't like to tell people because like everyone's going to come asking for a bit of like, oh, my car's broken down. Mm. Everyone's self-isolating, so no one really knows what anyone's doing. You get this money. You kind of just disappear for a couple of weeks. No one really knows who's won it. And then come out of quarantine with a new boat or something. But I guess then people will be a little bit susceptible. But, like, no one's coming around to your house and seeing you've got a new, like, sconce on your wall.
Yeah, there's really no good way to cover up a surprise $80 million. Yeah. There's no good excuse there because especially at the moment because what you might say, oh, I played the stock market. What in a global crisis?
How
you've profiteered, you scumbag. You just have to say I won Powerball. I actually won Powerball.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Now you said that something post CV. Is what I'm going to say. Pre-CV, I'm going to say.
Let's not start using terminology about it. Everyone's already upset enough.
Fair enough.
But before we were going through what we're all going through now, there was a news story that kept making the rounds in a big way, and that was obviously Meghan Markle and Prince Harry leaving the royal family.
Of course.
Just getting out of Dodge. Now
no one cares.
Now, there was a lot of questions. It's probably actually ultimately, like, I mean, I don't think they wanted this to happen, but this is exactly what they had in mind, that we'd all just eventually forget about them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to say no, because the only reason I want to say no is because leaving the royal family is a big deal. Like, how great would it be to be in the royal family?
It would be
like,
pretty good.
Get lots of things paid for.
Yeah, exactly.
Fly around on private jets. It'd be pretty great.
Yep.
They left. and wanted a normal life. And a lot of people were saying at the time that it was so Meghan Markle could go back to getting, like, acting work without it being... Which, I don't understand why you can't be in the royal family and have a job at the same time.
Why can't you act and be in the royal family?
Yeah, that's it. I guess it's because you're collecting tax money. So, if you had your own money, people would be... But she had her own money anyway. We all knew that already. He has his own money. It's a whole thing. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is it's come true.
What do you mean?
She's going to be narrating an elephant documentary for Disney.
Really? Oh, there was that.
It's official.
Remember there was that footage ages ago of her talking to the CEO of Disney on the red carpet, and then Prince Harry said, like, oh, if you've got any jobs for my wife, give me a call. And he's like, yeah, cool, I'll just...
He did.
Whilst I'm not running Disney, I will get on the phone and give you a call about potential job opportunities.
Can I just ask you a quick question? Because I've never watched Suits. What was the character's name? Rachel Zane?
Yeah.
Do you hear Rachel Zane's voice and go... Elephant documentaries. I would love to. American David Attenborough.
No.
Is that no. See, that's
I'll
what
be
I'm
honest,
saying.
When I was watching Scrubs, I barely thought paralegal.
So. No, so I think the thing I'm interested about here is how much of this is a right fit, how much of this is, oh my God, Meghan Markle's acting again. Let's get Meghan Markle involved.
I'll be honest. If you played me five different voices, I don't think I could tell you which one was Meghan Markle's.
Look, I'll be honest.
She doesn't have a David Attenborough voice. She doesn't have a Morgan Freeman. She just has a voice. She doesn't have a quintessential voice.
If we had thought of this earlier, I could have done that for you. I can't.
Yeah, but that's
okay. The point I'm trying to make here is I think what's truly fascinating about this is I'm doing this radio show from home right now, which proves that voices can be done from home.
Yeah.
I think this is just a gig she can do from home.
Yeah, it's like, I'm bored, I'm breastfeeding, I'm hanging around the house, I'm not doing much.
While everyone's
chuck me
going
on Disney.
You know what? I want to get back into acting, but unfortunately, because of COVID-19, I do need to work from home. So, is there anything you could give me that I can do from home?
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Ned?
Yeah.
About a month and a half ago, I accidentally went through this is 2 months ago. I went through a boom gate that was getting a little ticket to park.
Yep.
Went back through the boom gate to get out. It was open. It was like stuck open.
Yeah,
so I never had to put the ticket back in, right? Yeah. So that's something that happens in Canberra car parks with some frequency. Now, here's the little thing here, right? About a month after that, I went through and without realizing, I accidentally picked up the old ticket because I obviously haven't cleaned my car out very efficiently. Mm. And I put the old ticket through and scared the living daylights out of myself to discover that my parking for what had been a quick trip to the shops was like $380.
Yeah.
And so I cancelled the ticket, looked at it and realised it was a ticket from a month ago.
Yeah,
and
so found you just the got new the ticket mixed up.
Found the new ticket, put it in,
right,
and then drove off and everything was fine.
Yep.
Right? Found the current ticket. But what I've discovered is that now I have a game where every couple of weeks I can check in with this old ticket, which I now keep as a prized possession in my centre console, and I can check where I'm at. Just how much it'd be if I'd left my car there since mid-January.
So this happened around mid-January. So two months ago at this point.
Yeah.
What are we at now? So what were we at? Last time I checked.
Sorry.
Before we get into the drum roll. Last time I checked, I think it was at $700.
Yes, it was.
And that was a while ago.
It was like $726. And that was, we were doing Zango truck stuff. So we're still allowed to leave buildings at that point. So that was a while ago.
We were allowed to hand food to people.
Yeah, that was a crazy time, honestly. You're right. So you're ready to hear the update as of yesterday.
Yep.
I'm very excited to announce this. If I'd left my car in the car park since mid-January, my parking ticket would be worth $1,742.
Wow. Wowee. $1,742.
I put it in and I just giggled to myself, pushed the cancel button, and then put the new ticket in.
I've known about this for a little while. Honestly thought at a grand that was going to max out. You and I've been having bets of where it was going to max out. I 100% thought it was already going to be done.
I see now the conservative thing would be to say, I now think it's two, but I actually think it's five. I think if I get to five, that's when it all they'll go, contact the office or something. They won't let
my
card and tap and go $5,000 for parking.
You'll have to contact your bank and go, hey guys, I've got a big deposit coming out. I'm leaving a car park.
I think if you paid $5,000 for parking, the bank would straight up count that as suspicious activity and cancel your card.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Let's give away some fabulous prizes right now. We are talking about a $50 voucher to spend at the 25th. Well, no, it's just called 25th.com.au. They run errands. So when you're stuck at home, they can go out and do things for you. Tremendous. Tremendous service.
Yep.
I think it's incredible.
That's
absolutely
exactly right.
Amazing. Now, the way we're going to do that this morning, Ned, is by playing a game that we like to call Cuz Who?
That's exactly right. It's a game that I play a song, an R&B song today, because it is R&B Fridays, technically. All you have to do is get on the phone, 131060, when you know what song I'm playing. Are we ready to go?
I am. Well, I'm certainly as ready as I'm going to be.
Okay, ready? hang on. Wait. False start. Give me a second go. Wait. Okay. Just clear my throat. Ready?
Fantastic.
I lost my train of thought halfway through that, and then I just went straight to the chorus. Hopefully someone out there knows what that is.
Please, for the love of God, Canberra, connect the dots this morning and help us out of this pit we've gotten ourselves into by letting Ned play the kazoo live on the radio. You could win. It's going to be great. Get yourself a $50 voucher. Get on the phone right now. Unfortunately, did we get any calls for kazoo?
We did not.
No.
For the first time, I think, ever, it's too hard. Or too bad.
Producer Morgan's there. Producer Morgan, please feel free to turn your microphone on as well, because we need...
Hello.
We need to have a bit of a team meeting. This is the first time your kazoo playing has not generated at least one guess as to the song you're playing through the kazoo. Now, we could be cowards and choose to blame that on the world at the moment.
Yeah.
I prefer to be brave and analyse the problem and blame it on your terrible kazoo playing. How do you feel, Morgan?
Cowardly in a different way.
Oh, I mean, he was making a good point for it being his tools. What did you say? It's not me, it's my tools.
The kazoo, okay, I will say, in my defense, the kazoo is incredibly slogged out.
He's never
washed
it.
The little bit of paper inside of it is, it's coming out.
Yeah, okay, mate.
It's a very, very unhygienic kazoo for at the times we're living in.
Honestly, I should probably throw it out just because of this.
I think you should. Can you give one more play of what you were were trying to achieve through the kazoo?
I'll try and do the chorus here. Here we go.
Okay, all right.
What?
Yeah, so just so you know, Canberra, that's meant to be this.
Yeah. That's what I just did, ready? See, it sounds like it when you play it.
You know what the problem is there, though? You've just proved the kazoo works, because I understood it then.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.